We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it on this episode of Boss Barrel Radio, episode number 47, not 40-50. Last week I said 49.
Did 46, you?
46, yeah.
46.
46.
We're gonna do it on episode 46.
Mm-hmm. But this is 47, so you missed that. And this is the week of July 27th, 2011, Wednesday, the usual day.
I don't even know what day it is.
27?
I just lose track.
Wednesday. The day when this happens.
It's a fun day.
This time of the year, the only thing that keeps me on track is Summer of Arcade.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way I know what time it is.
Exactly.
Has the Xbox Live Marketplace updated yet?
Yep.
Am I able to get my Jersey Shore clothes yet?
You know what? 4 a.m. last night, freaking just my Xbox kicked me off of Xbox Live because it was performing an update so that it could basically just release from dust.
Really?
And I was just like, well, maybe.
So it booted you off it. Interesting.
Maybe it's a good sign that I should just go to bed.
Yeah.
Sleep, John.
It booted you off Xbox Live?
Yeah, because I had to do an update, so I had no live function.
So, what were you? Were you watching Netflix or something?
I could still see my friends list.
But you couldn't, like, buy any games?
Mm-mm.
Could you talk to them?
You couldn't use your Zune Marketplace?
No, can't.
Could you play online games?
Speaking of which, I don't know when it happened, but has anybody else tried to download videos for their Xbox recently?
Zero. Waste of money.
Okay, well, so they make you go through the Zune Marketplace to do this now.
Huh.
Like, you can download it through the normal, like, Xbox dashboard.
So, like, but even then, for trailer?
Yeah, like, I downloaded the trailer for From Dust yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And...
You know where else you can get the trailer from From Dust?
YouTube.
Oh, on our website.
Or on our website, yes. The internet in general.
The internet.
We have a
website. I was already in front.
Frostbarrel.com.
I was already in front of my Xbox, so... And I spent enough time looking at our website.
Same TV. Apparently you didn't even have to get up, man. Like, all you have to do is
just
flip
push a button.
Flip the switch over, and it's probably already up there on your front page anyway.
Exactly. It's my home page. Boss Barrel is my home page.
That's what my bumper sticker says.
Can we make those?
I've got a... It's a t-shirt, actually.
God, I hope those are...
It says Boss Barrel is my homie.
Making those now.
And,
Boss Barrel is my homie.
Yeah. It's not sacrilege. It's funny. You don't get it, Mom. Just because you just don't get it. You're not... Whatever.
You're just not hip.
I'll turn it inside out. Hey, Ryan. Hey, John. Hey, listeners.
Not cutting my hair.
Hello.
Though.
What?
Not cutting my hair, though.
You know? Oh, no, you better. No. You better.
It's getting pretty shaggy.
I'm not going to take you out in public looking like that.
I'm moving
out. You better put a hat on.
Fine, then go.
You know my
Where are you going?
You know my real mom.
Oh, well. She would have had you cut your hair a long time ago.
You want to be the smelly kid in class?
Anyway. Let's, I don't really know.
I don't know how to end that.
We're, door slam.
Yeah, bang.
Yeah. I don't really know what we're going to talk about too much this week since there's not much going on. So.
I got things.
All right.
I at least have three
let's,
things.
Let's
one
do
of them
it.
Excites
let's
Brian and the other one
about,
excites Griff, possibly.
What, does anything excite Brian?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Dark
which is it, Brian or Ryan, who's more excited about pinball effects?
Oh, that's Ryan.
That's Ryan.
Well, you want to talk about some games, guys?
Yeah, sure.
Pinball effects, please.
Do you want to do this now?
I don't care.
That's fine.
Is it news you're talking?
Yeah, it's sort of news.
Do it.
What's
pinball? Like,
are you gonna make a wait?
No, all right, fine. I'll say this now since I already got you like
now
excited.
You're hooked.
I've got
now you can't
sweat as long as you can keep it in your pants.
Just don't fast forward to the part where John starts talking about pinball. Don't do that.
That was my wiener. It's so hard. Pinball.
God, I lost it. Okay, so Pinball FX is gonna come to Android and iPhone. That's a small part of it. The other part of it is that they announced that there will be 5 more tables coming out, and one of them is Ghost Rider.
Sweet. Eat cake.
Yeah.
Eat cake.
Still needs to be like a Thor and Wolverine.
There is a Wolverine.
Is there a Wolverine?
Yeah,
there is a Wolverine.
So we're just going to have Avengers tables by the end of this?
Sure.
You plug all the tables together.
We don't have a Hulk.
And,
or an Ant-Man yet.
Well, that's what you said, the Hulk table, right? Or no, Thor.
Thor.
Thor, Hulk, and...
Ghost Rider. Or,
he's
yeah,
not
Ghost
Avenger.
Rider.
Are they all Marvel? Or are they?
Yeah, it's part of the Marvel.
Is it?
Yeah, from Marvel packs.
They do make the best ones, actually. They're the most fun tables to play.
They have a Captain America one, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the most recent one.
Yeah.
There's
still what, no
Blade.
There's a Blade one.
Wolverine.
Spider-Man.
Is there an Iron Man table?
Yep.
Yeah.
That one is the most difficult table. That one
looks crazy.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous.
No Moon Knight.
Damn it.
No.
Yeah, when are they going to bring back Moon Knight, no, honestly?
What's that one guy's name? Cage something?
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Oh, man. Iron Fist.
I know.
Big Luke black Cage.
Guy. Luke Cage table.
Luke Cage table. That'd be great.
Earthshaker.
Do they have a Fantastic Four table?
Yes, okay. They do.
Yeah. Does it suck?
It's actually pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
It's actually four separate tables duct taped together.
Yeah, I play a thing table. Just looks like a bunch of those.
It just looks. It's made out of rocks
all glued together.
The ball is a rock. The pinball is a rock.
It's just the thing.
Breaks apart.
And actually, every time, the only thing it says is "It's clobbering time."
Yep. Perfect.
The pinball or the Fantastic Four one's pretty cool because part of the special moves you get a dude. Human Torch's moves, and you gotta ignite the ball and then get it in, and then you have to fight Dr. Doom.
He's on fire. It must be the shoes.
Space Jam table next.
Yep.
That's
perfect.
What we need.
This is perfect. Gucci.
I can't think of any other Marvel heroes that would be entertaining. Punisher table?
I don't maybe? Really think that Marvel. I don't understand the appeal,
I mean, Marvel's got its hands in so many pots.
You know what point. I want? I want Pinball FX to just remake the good old tables.
Pinball FX DC Universe?
No, I want Pinball FX.
Like, Black Knight.
Yeah, like or like Funhouse or Twilight Zone or Addams Family, and I want to play those real ones with Jurassic the pinball Park. Effects. No, I'm okay with that one.
Dude, when are they gonna make a Batman Marvel table?
What is
that? Be?
Sorry, Batman is
DC. Marvel Batman table.
Yeah,
you're just gonna ruin everything.
Other Batman,
just break it.
Man, Bat.
That table. would be the Moon Knight. Because that's Marvel's version.
Griff, did you ever play the Rescue 911 pinball table?
I didn't.
Dude, really good. There's a helicopter.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
It was on Craigslist.
Long ago I played this.
It was ridiculously expensive, though.
I think I played this at a YMCA.
It's like $1,200.
Man, dude.
Let's Rescue 911. Was there a guy who was trying
the ball?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm not shitting you. It airlifts the ball to a different part of the table.
In the background, in like the scrolling LED light setup thing, the marquee on it, was it there the guy that was on every episode, like trying to get the kite that unstuck from like the power lines by the pool?
No,
that guy was. That was great. The beginning of every episode. It's like that same dumbass is trying to like.
I wonder if there's a cop's pinball table too. That would be worth it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Where was I recently?
Sprays you with mace when the.
There's just another ball that follows the other ball around with the camera.
Where was I recently? I saw a Playboy pinball.
Table. It sucks.
Is it?
Yeah. Jen played a lot of the Playboy table in Pinball Hall of Fame. And then when we were in Omaha, we went to this place and they had it there.
Mm.
And it was really great. No. But there was some place around here.
Yeah, I swear to God, recently we went to.
Uh-huh.
Are the balls
pump
like
it up,
nipples?
Pump It Up has a Gilligan's Island pinball.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, if you're willing to make a voyage to Urbandale.
Is there like a wooden radio involved in this?
It's all wood. It's all made of coconuts.
Oh, it's all bamboo.
Uh-huh.
Great.
You get the ball in the hole and then you get off the island.
Is the ball just like a very small coconut?
Yep.
Not a matured coconut.
Yeah. It's just a coca.
Great.
It's just a coca.
It's a coca.
Yeah. Coca ball.
Awesome.
Coca ball? Coca ball. Ball of coke.
The place we were at for that birthday party had a Family Guy pinball table.
Oh, yeah. Genie bottle place had a Family Guy table. Yep.
Genie in a bottle.
That's right. Play the genie in the bottle.
Rub it the right way.
Bewitched pinball table.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's is there a Dick Van Dyke pinball table?
I can only hope.
Pinball Effects Dick Van Dyke.
You gotta watch out for the damn ottoman on that.
Yeah, every time.
Wait, are you just going around to like good old television or like
Nick at Night, man? Just right, do a whole Dick, Nick at Night series.
Because Dick Van Dyke wasn't in Genie's Bottle. That was
no. He was in Bewitched, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But was
what? The dude who was in Genie? I Dream of Genie.
I Dream of Genie.
That guy changed like four times.
Did he?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't remember. When I think of Dick Van Dyke, all I can think of is the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Well, we could have a table for that, too.
The Dick Van Dyke Show pinball table.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then a Lucy table. There probably is a Lucy table somewhere.
Probably.
Oh, probably. Right. I love Lucy, yeah.
Lucy, I'm home!
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just
pies.
It'd be a damn shame if there wasn't one.
I'm all right with that not existing. Never really liked Lucy.
There'll be one soon.
Never really liked it.
I was never a big fan either, but I know
I'd hit it.
Some of our cult. Fantastic.
Yep. Neither the
is there a Ren and Stimpy table? There has to be, right?
Yes. Oh, I don't know.
How about a Doug pinball table?
No, a Doug pinball table could be awesome. Or Rocco's Modern Life pinball table.
Rocco's Modern Life pinball table would be amazing.
What?
Boring.
How do you not like Rocco?
Oh my gosh.
He was a boring character.
Spunky.
He was a wallaby, man.
God, that next dog I have.
Dumb show.
Heifer. The cow friend whose name, he's a dude, but his name is Heifer.
And he lives with wolves?
Uh-huh. Oh, he works at Chokey's Chicken.
Yeah. And then they're...
Salmon bushes.
Their turtle friend, Filbert.
Filbert.
Who hates tartar sauce.
Yeah. It's the orthodontist chick.
Yeah.
With the hook hand.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
How about a...
Rocco's dog named Spunky.
Mm-hmm.
And the fatheads.
Conglomerate.
Oh my god. Was it?
Yes, how have we never much about
how have we never had this conversation before?
I'm sure
we
have.
Remember the awesome episode in which he lost his sock and he found out where all the extra socks go?
That sounds like a pretty standard episode for any sort of Nickelodeon show.
Standard. Yep.
Where do the
extra socks go?
It's this weird dark void of like all. Okay, so in laundromats or just everywhere. All dryers have these, like, when you get into the dryer, it goes into the...
Sock gnomes?
It's like a Narn... It's sort of...
Yeah.
No, it basically, the episode was playing...
Like, playing its, in the wardrobe.
Playing itself off as, like, Narnia, where, like, you go in there and there's this, like, satyr that is stealing your socks.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, like, Tumnus
Rocco's Modern Life world is taking your is sock. Messed up.
Yes.
But Doug's world, extraordinarily messed up.
Patty Mayo.
Under the surface, it's so bizarre.
Right.
Like on top, you might just pass over and be like, oh, it's just a show.
Right.
About
Roger
morals and things.
Could be the ugliest creature.
He's green.
With weird slanty hair.
He looks like boogers.
He does.
And you don't know what hair that, you don't know what direction that hair
also,
actually goes.
Their cars float.
Yeah.
That's. This is,
they don't really have
never
tires.
Really touch
they're
on that.
They're
yeah.
skimming the ground
uh-huh.
at all times.
They do.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Skeeter.
Mosquito Valentine.
Who?
Skeeter.
Oh. Yeah, weird.
Mosquito Valentine.
I did not know that was... I never really liked Skeeter. Doug.
I liked...
You don't
episode.
Like quail... No, okay. A Doug pinball machine would be good. Quail Man pinball machine would be the best.
That would just be a section of the pinball table is when it's the Quail Man bit. That's multi-ball. Would you hit Quail Man?
Quail Man and Quail Dog?
What about banging on the trash cans?
That plays the entire time.
Oh, man. Can we have an Aureal Monsters pinball table?
Nah... Sure, no, you can have that one.
Can I just have that one?
Yeah, yeah. That's all you.
Yep. Ickes and Crumb. And
not a big fan of that one.
Oblina.
That's a candle one. The one that looked like a candy cane.
I think there's an Obama pinball table.
Yep.
Sure.
Perfect. One for every president we've ever had. They're all just lined up.
Yep. That's actually, yeah. That's the reason why works. That's not in the Pinball Hall of Fame is because it's in the White House.
Is there Secret a bunker. Have you played like the T2 pinball table?
Terminator?
Yeah.
Probably once upon a time, but I didn't while I was there.
Arnold in it.
Oh, man. You know what? I bet Knight Rider would be a great one, too. I bet that exists.
That's already a table.
Yeah.
Quantum Leap, the pinball
Quantum
table.
Quantum Leap would be a good one, too.
This is very, very boring pinball table. This is the part when the ball goes up to the counter and orders the sandwich as a black man.
Oh, boy.
Gray's Anatomy.
This is all it says. Yeah. Oh boy.
Gray's Anatomy pinball table.
Scott Bakula, the pinball table.
Oh man.
It's been a long road. All right, guys. Let's talk about video games.
Wayne Brady pinball table.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure pinball table.
That'd be all right.
Wayne Brady table. Wayne Brady table would be good.
Wayne Brady table?
Yes.
Wayne Brady.
That would be good too.
It's whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
Bits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drew Carey show.
What's that new show he does? That's an old show, but he's doing Let's Make a Deal.
Oh,
is he doing that?
Is he doing?
Yeah.
No, he's
great.
He's doing Price is Right. Price is Right.
Drew Carey.
Yeah,
no, I'm talking Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Oh, you're talking Wayne Brady. That's Let's Make a Deal.
Wayne Brady.
I'm thinking Drew Carey is doing Price is Right. Yes. Wayne Brady always has to smack a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
How the mighty have fallen.
Wayne Brady is a funny person. He just got dealt a raw deal, that, as far as I can tell.
Really?
That, or he's doing this of his own volition, in which case, just poor decisions.
Yeah. I'm sure he's millions.
I'm sure
he's making more money than I am. So.
You know what? When I saw him live doing stand-up, it's pretty funny. He seemed like he was
Wayne
very
Brady?
Happy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he rhymed mysterious with fish serious.
Fish serious?
Yeah. Awesome.
It's when a fish goes missing, is what he said.
There you go, Wayne Brady.
Great.
Yep, so just,
great. Souls.
Yeah, wordsmith. Man.
Why is he not a rapper?
He is. He is.
He's a very accomplished rapper.
Spoken word rapper. Exactly. Otherwise known as...
rapping.
Improv comedy.
He did do some rapping on that show.
Probably.
Maybe I could be his beatboxer.
You should. You're getting good practice in. But let's talk about games, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Not just pinball machines, which I could talk about forever.
Hey, those are games.
They are games.
Sort of very similar to video game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What have you been playing, John? You've been playing a lot, you said.
I finally finished Bastion.
Good.
Like everybody else here, I just haven't done it.
Only once.
Just once.
Just the
right?
Once.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it the second time.
That's too bad.
You finished it already.
Sure, you got it done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, fuck you guys.
Ryan, you got it done twice and also beat, like, you're like 26th in the world ranked.
That's what John said. I didn't even look at that.
Yeah. And the leaderboards, you're like absurdly high because you beat everything with everything
every
on.
Every title.
Yeah. Except for the first one.
The first level?
Yeah.
That's because...
you can't really turn them on.
You don't get that. You don't get the idols until... you don't get all 10 of them until the second playthrough, I believe.
No, you get them all.
Do you really?
Yep.
Are you sure?
The second playthrough, you get all of them.
Yeah, the second playthrough.
Yeah.
You get them all in the second playthrough, so you can't play the first level until you unlock the new...
So you'd have to play it a third time and just have them turned on.
Just the fact that you've went and beat the second one and the third one with every idol, I don't understand what's preventing you from playing the first one with every idol.
Because the first one... because you have to build the first thing, and you can't turn on your idols until you build that, and that's the first level.
You can always go back and replay the old ones, you know, right?
No, you can't.
Yeah?
How?
Are you talking the who knows where?
Yeah.
Oh.
You just go and you press...
He's talking the who knows where.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought... I was talking levels in general.
No, they don't track any of the levels. It's only tracking the three who knows where's.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then there's, like, overall world score, and it's just an arbitrary number that I don't understand what that applies to.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, mine is just... it's like 900. I'm like, okay, I got that from...
just take less damage, Greg.
I'm trying. I'm trying to take less damage. Yeah, I'm not very good with the shield.
Dude, when I got to those turrets that start, like, just spewing lasers at you, fuck those things.
Really?
I just didn't care for those things.
Oh, I didn't mind them. I thought they were cool.
Yeah, they're cool, conceptually, but it's
just stab them.
Yeah,
but stab everything.
You gotta be close to those things.
Stabby stab.
Stab. They don't hurt you. Just stab them.
Yeah.
It don't hurt you like the stupid one that shoots the ball that if you ricochet or if you block it, it instantly kills you.
Yeah, that I just no, that one doesn't hurt you that bad if you just take it.
Yeah, exactly.
So just take it.
Yeah, that's what I ended up having to do.
Really?
Yeah. This really slow moving one, and if you just get hit by it initially, it does like almost no damage. But if you block it, it'll do like 80% damage.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
And they seek you too.
Yeah. Until you kill the thing,
right. You just take them. Did you guys?
Take it all,
did everybody else just like as soon as you got the bellows? Did you just go do that trial and just first prize it immediately out of the
took
gate?
Took me a long time to get it
for the bellows.
Uh huh.
What's that one?
The fire thing. Accordion.
Oh yeah.
The fire.
The flamethrower.
Fire accordion.
Yeah, fire accordion.
What is that thing called?
A bellows.
A bellow.
That's what it's called.
For the chimney when you fan the.
It's a bellows.
Okay.
That's why they call it that.
Okay.
I got the challenge for that one. Whatever. It's like kill 20 enemies without stopping.
Oh, I haven't done that yet. But
I just
like
did that
that's
in
not,
the challenge
I feel
level.
Like that's not hard. Yeah. You
but can. I stopped.
What do you mean?
Like, I killed like 10 enemies, walked around for a bit, and then killed 10 more enemies, and it was like, you did the challenge.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it says with one continuous fire.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
I was like, oh, okay. Well,
maybe because you never depleted the thing down to zero.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it recharges.
It does, but maybe it like took into
maybe
account
you
that you never
to.
Went
yeah, you
all the way down to zero.
Burn it out.
Maybe.
Yeah, and like I...
I just did it in the challenge.
You have to do it without taking damage too. Yep. So I think that's the more key part of it.
Mm-hmm. I had a hard time with that one because I didn't really know what was going on. And once I figured out that if you just fan it instead of holding it down,
right, you just kind of like intermittently press it.
Yeah, that's when I kind of was like, oh, that's how you beat it. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and like I went, I just breezed through the whole thing and finished it, and it was like first prize. I was like,
yeah,
nice. Oh, wow.
The other one I did that with was the mortar.
Yeah,
mortar. I didn't do it. It took me two tries to do the mortar one, and I was just like,
I thought I only had one shot with it, and I did the one shot, and I was like, well, I got everything. What do I do now?
I thought it was gonna be timed. I thought you couldn't move. I thought you were like all these restrictions. Some of them are just so...
The carbine one was like, ridiculously
like
easy.
Absurdly easy, too. It's just like...
Just accidentally getting first place on that one, too. Yeah.
I didn't do that. It took me two tries, and I was just like, oh, you just fire.
Mm-hmm.
You just shoot things.
Yep.
The musket one took me two tries to realize what was wrong.
Okay.
It's just that I had mine modified to be a narrow spread and more damage.
When you pass out, Ryan?
I needed a widespread.
This thing is so annoying.
Your contact.
Yeah.
Well.
But, so the only two left for me, well, three left, I guess, is the stupid cannon, the shield, and
the machete.
But Ryan's told me how to take care of the machete, so we'll see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll see how
did you get the dual pistols?
Yeah, took care of that.
Forget that one.
That took me a while, but...
That was the hardest one for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't find it to be that hard, because the thing that I realized, you don't have to aim. The game will auto-aim it. So it's just a matter of, like... Just
hit the button
as timing it out, and then just, like, rapid fire.
I just don't know what I'm doing wrong on it, because, like, I started just, like, firing before the crow, before the target would come up.
You don't want to do that.
No, does it remove points from it?
Yeah, 10 points for every shot you fire before.
Oh, that's really?
That's part of the problem.
Well, I was still hitting like 700 when I was doing that stuff, and I was like, well, I don't get it. Like, I thought the minuses that were coming up were the damage I was dealing to the things. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, huh, well, I guess I'm going around the same level as when I'm doing it that way or this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Before I got
Before I got 750.
Did you ever do that one?
Nope.
No.
You never finished the hammer one?
Never finished the hammer.
The hammer one took me
terrible
tries.
Terrible.
The key with that is you gotta roll.
That's what Ryan said too, but it doesn't change anything for me. Like,
it took me a while. Like, that one's rough, but
you gotta start by going down and then you go counterclockwise. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, you go pretty much as soon as you
through grab, the boxes, as soon as
you,
is what I was
guessing. As soon as you grab the hammer, just go straight and go around.
Okay.
And just keep at it until you clear all. Try clearing the smaller stuff as quickly as possible.
Yeah. I never. Yeah. By that time, I had got enough of the seven other things to get that award. And then.
Also, when you max out the hammer's damage,
it's pretty good.
It makes it a lot easier to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I maxed it out.
I don't even remember what the repeater's trial thing was.
The repeater was the falling course.
Yeah.
Which is really easy when you have it fully upgraded.
I did like that one, but I did that like when I with no upgrades.
Right, I did that too. And it's much more fun that way when you just do it like baseline gun. Which makes me wonder.
Easier that way.
You would then have to be able to do everything just with baseline weapon. Like the way the challenges are designed. They have to be doable just with the base weapon.
I don't think
the pistol one is.
I bet you have to, man. Like, you have to be able... It wouldn't be fair, like, design the challenge...
No, but the game is designed so that you can upgrade your weapons. Like,
right, but to create the challenge, it shouldn't be that you can't beat it unless you have a fully upgraded thing.
You don't have to have a fully upgraded... Well, there's one upgrade you have to have for the pistols to make that doable.
Why?
Because the pistols spread their fire too much.
Oh.
You get that one upgrade and it just narrows the fire so that you'll never be off shot.
Huh.
That's the only upgrade you have to get.
You sure? Yep. What if you ran at the targets? Got close.
You're reducing time taken away from gaining points, so
I'm pretty sure that one's not doable with that.
It's gotta be doable. That's what the number one guy has. That's what the number one guy has to have. He's like, I don't use any upgrades, and I still got everything.
That's how I beat it.
That's right. He doesn't. He's just 10,000 shards. Or 100,000 shards.
I just don't know that you could do it. You can get first and second without having any upgrades. Third and second, but you could.
No, just first and third.
Can't get second place with
it. Second place is so hard.
So hard.
I mean, they're really good. Really
the shield is just so obnoxious. Like, I'm good with the timing on that shield. I'm just not that good. Go through that whole thing of that with being hit once?
Twice.
Oh, it has to be less than two times?
Huh.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
You just got to learn their patterns.
Yeah.
And their...
The timing for when everything
attacks. My major timing problem is the stupid blobby thing.
What you do for that roll, you run all the way across the screen and then wait for him to come at you.
Did you get all the way through that? Yeah. Just two? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You go all the way across the screen and wait for him and you'll be able to see him coming and then it works.
Just roll out of the way.
I don't know. Once I found out it's just, you just get more blue things for it. I was like, yeah, I'm done with this. I don't need to do this.
Yeah, one. That was sort of the reason why I didn't, because I've had the first and second on that. Or being at the third and second.
Yeah.
It's not the first place.
I'm very happy that you didn't have to complete all the challenges, because that would have just been frustrating.
Yeah.
So,
I'm trying to think what other...
The cannon was really irritating for me.
The mortar?
No.
Oh, the
cannon.
I feel like you'd have to.
Get away with it too, but I also can't finish it even with it fully upgraded. So
you would have to be a...
Do you have the heat seeking?
You would have to be a robot. You would have to be some sort of magical robot.
I'm sure there's somebody who's really good at that sort of thing.
Magical robot.
Yeah. Just they crunch some numbers and it's doable.
Gosh. They got their thumbs perfectly trained to hold still when firing.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
The machete one was pretty easy too.
I gotta go back. I got the third and second prize on that. I just need the first prize.
Uh-huh. I thought you just had to kill the ones that would run away, but you have to kill everything.
Everything. And I figured out the way that it's good to leave the turrets there.
Because they'll kill things for you. They'll kill
other things.
Yep. Just go take out the booths and then take everything else out and then take the cannons out.
My focus was always the booths first, but...
I'm gonna take all the flyers out in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, when they're starting to pop up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that should be easier for me.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking, well, if I just max out...
Like, and I'm sure you have it fully upgraded too now, so you'll just be able to slaughter everything.
Right. Well, it's like I always was thinking, like, well, I'll just make it to where I throw three machetes at a time and that'll really help. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help enough. No. It just really doesn't help enough.
No. No.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Spear challenge, I had to wait till I get that fully upgraded.
When you get it upgraded a little bit, I was able to do it before it was fully upgraded.
Which way did you go around the path?
I don't know, but I did. After a while, I was like, "F it," and you can die once in the challenge.
Yeah,
and it's okay. So I just go run, just make a run through all the spike traps and die, and it doesn't penalize you with time or anything.
Oh wow!
And it'll also, when you die, it'll blow up an area of the spike paths around you. So I was like, "Just go this way." It's really a lot easier.
I guess I went sort of like in an S pattern.
I see.
I know what you're saying. I'm just trying to like...
Oh, and then you went over into that place.
Yeah, Griff.
There. That shape that you're showing me
left,
right now.
It's like a zigzag. Left, right, up, left, down.
It's actually quicker if you actually go up, like you go to the right, and then do a figure eight around it.
Hmm.
Like go all the way to the top, and that'll be like, that's not your last one. Like normally you would think the top.
So go right first?
I went to the right, and then I went to the left. I killed the one on the bottom left, went up and around and the top, and the final one was the like top right one.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I don't really remember.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I guess I did it in 59 seconds. And right. I was just like, oh, God.
I finished it in the amount of time and whatever.
Yeah. The hammer one, I didn't even realize I was going to actually get it. I thought I was going to lose that one,
too. Oh, nice.
And then it just all of a sudden was like, first prize. I was like, oh, thank God. Oh,
sweet.
Thank God.
That hammer one, I was doing it forever, and I kept getting 27 seconds.
Oh.
And then one time, it was just like 23 seconds.
Huh.
I was like, oh, I beat it by 2 extra seconds somehow.
Well, Sebastian's pretty good.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Wish it had more
leaders. I find it's an easy game to get, like into doing some of that like
score chasing.
Yeah, just like grinding out these things.
Yeah.
Cause they're just there.
But the fact that you can upgrade your stuff too was also really nice. So like if there was one that was really hard, you can make some modifications to that, and maybe that if it doesn't immediately make the challenge easier, maybe it gives you a different way of thinking about how to do it.
You can sort of curtail the weapons to the thing you're trying to do.
Right, right, right. Yep.
I just never ended up finding the hammer to be my favorite weapon.
No.
Just thought it was too slow.
I thought you said you really liked using the shield and hammer combo.
Yeah, and then I decided that's not my thing anymore. Now I really
every
like...
Every weapon in that game is fun to use.
That's, yeah, that's true.
That is true. Like, there's no really bad weapon.
Except for the mortar.
The mortar is confusing to use.
The mortar's kind of crap.
So is that...
There's only like two spots in the game that it's useful.
Yeah.
Like right when they give it to you.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right when they give it to you.
Maybe you should keep this for a while.
Yeah. As soon as they allowed me to get rid of the cannon, I got rid of the cannon.
I like the cannon.
Too unwieldy. Yeah. Also, I don't like that the game wants to automatically put the ranged weapons into the X button.
Mm-hmm.
And that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because I always keep my ranged weapon on the B slot and not the X slot.
Yep. So I want to be mashing on the X slot, mm-hmm. not the B slot.
Mm-hmm. So I don't. Didn't like that.
When I played through it a second time, I was like, I'm just going to give myself over to it and see what happens.
Just going
to
let it go.
And I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I was like, I just can't do this. Like, how come
I don't understand.
Shooting this repeater all the time when I'm trying to stab a guy?
Yeah, I don't understand. I never understood why that was mapped like that. It seems so peculiar.
I don't know. Maybe just...
I mean, it's not terrible. It's just
predilections from another game that have seeped into my brain.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just sort of how games are. Like, hack and slash games are just like you have.
You know what? It's probably Shank. It's probably Shank that's done this to me.
Oh yeah, is it Shank's fault?
It's probably not Shank.
It's not like Bayonetta.
I can't remember the controls for Bayonetta very well.
Square.
What
triangle,
button
square,
takes a claws
triangle,
off?
Square, triangle, uh-huh. Circle, X.
Right trigger slows down.
Clothing, taking off.
Did you ever get the cosmic bracelet or whatever? Probably not.
Uh-uh.
You have to get every trophy in the game and find out all the crows, and you get some sort of super bracelet that every attack is a big boot.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
A big,
yeah, like, I think I read about that thing. I didn't actually get it.
God.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing, John, besides Bastion?
I've tried From Dust.
From Dust.
Mm-hmm. Ryan's going to walk away.
I know. We'll take a break right now so Ryan can adjust his contacts. We'll be back in a second.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Let's talk about video games, John. I've been talking about
Ryan, from video games!
You're talking about...
From Dust.
From Dust.
I was playing that a little bit. It's a game.
What color of dust is it?
It's like...
orangey.
It's like a beige.
Yeah. Khaki dust.
Yeah. Khaki dust.
Orange khaki. Cheeto dust.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Cheese
balls. Cheese ball dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The deadliest
white
of dust.
White cheddar dust.
From under dust.
Yeah, so you bought the game?
No, I did not buy the game. I was playing that demo.
Oh, you played the demo for
anymore, the demos are the game just for a short period of time. I would not have wanted to play much more of that game, though.
Got it.
Because there's only so much sand I can pick up and so much water I can pick up before I'm just like, I don't even... Why?
Mm-hmm.
So
can you combine them?
Not that I can see.
What the hell?
I saved people from a tsunami, and then I decided that I don't care about these people. I don't.
But they have funny masks.
This is my God complex. My God complex is that I don't care about little people.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, it's not that I'm better than them, although I am. I just
is there a multiplayer?
I don't know.
Can you fight giant spheres?
There are certain things that are missing in this game that are like, you're allowed to like zoom in on individual people and it will tell you like what they're good at, like what that person can do.
Mm-hmm.
But like they're missing like some quirky little things. Like I sort of wish I knew their name. I sort of wish like there was like some sort of like, this is Maggie and she likes pottery and she's really good at music and blah, blah, blah. And
do those like, things, do those skills have any like, there, real game applications.
There are game applications to people's skills, but it's just like
this guy really likes turtle racing.
I just sort of wish it was like,
who doesn't?
I just wish it was better in that regard.
Yeah,
it just game seems very bland.
Okay,
it's like here's your little group of ants. Make them build their little.
Here are your
farms. Yeah,
keep like, them safe.
Grow things.
Water, feed it every day.
Exactly, and just like. This is a harvest
moon.
Clean up their turds.
It's a bonsai tree that I don't want to fucking take care of.
Harvest dust.
Harvest dust.
That's a sequel.
Yeah, I just
marry the farmer's daughter.
It looks great. I just don't care.
Seems like there's a little dust on it. Are you gonna play this in a few years?
You can brush off.
No,
that.
Probably not.
Dust.
Knock the dust.
It should be a dust achievement. Like that would be cool. Play it.
Pick up so much dust.
No, like. play it in a year from now. Wipe the dust, or
great. You
know, set the system clock forward a year.
Dusting it
that's
off.
That's the cheating way, Griff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's why I got my Play You Don't Know Jack on the 4th of July on the 4th of July achievement or trophy. Because I did it real.
For realsies.
Huh.
Great.
So, Ryan, did you get From Dust? I said, no, you said you were going to buy every arcade thing. No, I downloaded it, didn't try it, though. Okay. Oh, you have it, though?
I downloaded the demo.
Oh.
So. I played a lot of other stuff.
Yeah? Oh. What else did you play?
The Call of Juarez.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Tell me all about Chuck Norris.
Dude, the characters in that game are sweet. I will say. Very good. The game is not polished at all. Like, the gunplay is, like, on par with Brink, I guess. So, not very good. But there's Dirty Mouth people, and then there's this guy. This guy... If there's not a fuck or a shit two or three in each sentence, like, that's some clean
does words. He interrupt his curse words with other curse words?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. It is funny. I was laughing out loud at a few of these things.
So is he like, 50 Cent? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he does have a bulletproof vest on.
Oh, so
is this your main character guy?
Yeah, you get to pick one of three characters.
Oh.
And you
so played, kind of like mercenaries.
It's pretty cool. You can play it online, three-player co-op,
and
you get to play as one of the three main characters. Each of them have their own little side stories going, like they see it through their eyes.
Oh, kind of like Mercenaries.
Yeah, I never played Mercenaries.
But. You're not missing anything.
But I totally thought this was an open-world game for some reason, but it's not. There's some pretty cool car chasing sequences, and it's all in first-person mode. You don't watch your car. You're in the car driving it.
Right.
So it's a cool little take.
You can usually do that in games.
Yeah, but there's no other option.
Self-control, man.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I hate options.
Yeah. But the story's...
I want my controls to be inverted.
Yeah? Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
I'm controlling the head.
Only in plane simulators.
What else was I going to say about this game? It's fun. It was definitely worth a rent. I wouldn't buy this game. Didn't get to try the multiplayer, but the story is pretty cool. There's a lot of corrupt things going on, and it's very, very mature rated. There's a strip club with...
boobs?
Yeah. And there's an achievement for watching a stripper for 30 seconds.
Nice.
Yes.
Great. I thought Duke Nukem ended
how many points?
10 out
of 100.
What?
Yeah.
It should be a 5-point achievement.
It should be a 0-point achievement.
In fact, it should lower your gamer score.
That's right. So how does this tie in with the previous Call of Juarez?
I never played the previous one.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
But
I can't imagine it would, right?
I think the character, the main character, is related to the main characters of the...
Basically,
he is the Juarez. Nice. You are the Juarez.
The story is there's this task force put together... There's a girl FBI agent, there's a Mexican guy who is a DEA agent, and then there's the guy I played as who is a detective.
So this is Mercenaries. This is fucking Mercenaries.
Uh-huh. And there's one chick an Asian and one chick is black,
no, she's
and
black.
One dude has a mustache.
One guy's Mexican, and then there's the old...
Yeah, so it's your equal opportunity game.
Uh-huh.
And
you
the missions...
Just, they're crazy.
There's like side missions in every level.
And is there an Irish guy who's drunk all the time?
In a few of the levels.
Okay.
Sounds like a saboteur.
But you get like a call on the cell phone and you got to like hide from the other two characters, take this call, and then like the mission will be like to covertly find this item. And if they spot you doing something, they're going to like raise an eyebrow and like, what are you doing this for? Like, why are you not doing the mission? What are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to covertly do it. And there's actually achievements for being the other person spotting the, like, spotting the other guy doing the side mission.
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's an interesting take, I thought.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's worth a play. I got through it in, like, 6-7 hours. But then the real jam I've been playing is Red Faction Armageddon.
Oh, yeah? I thought you didn't like that game. I thought you were against this game.
I was against buying it the day it came out. For a renting... In the red box, yeah, for sure, I'll check it out. and it was really good. It's a lot. It's not open world, which I can see why they didn't do it, because the missions are set up very, they're pretty good set up level wise, and the guns are just like the other Red Factions. They're amazing weaponry and fun to use. And I unlocked the Mr. Toots.
Oh yeah,
just unlocked him. The rainbow shooting,
My Little unicorn. Pony rocket launcher.
And it's cool because he is alive and he's like rolling his eyes and he farts when he. When he shoots the rainbows
out of its butt,
and they're really powerful.
Yeah,
but it's really fun, and they have a horde mode type game called Infestation, where just waves and waves of enemies coming at you, and that's fun. I didn't get to play it online, and I think there's what you called Wrecking Crew, but I think it's called something else. So three different modes of play, and I'm sure there's regular multiplayer too.
You finished the campaign.
Yes.
Was it good? Like, was
the campaign
it
was decent.
As good as Red Faction Armageddon? Yeah. Or Guerrilla?
Yeah, it was good. The character, like Mason, the character, you really get to like him.
Okay.
Like the way that they portray him. And just there's one part in the game. Like there's a colonel who's like your buddy, you fought with him forever, but then there's a guy above the colonel who doesn't trust you and whatnot. So he's like putting you under arrest and whatnot. And then all of a sudden,
space arrest.
Mason just decks him in the face when they're under attack. After Mason saves them all, like from all these alien invasions, and the colonel's like, ah, we're going to arrest you. You shouldn't have done that. That was military property.
Uh-huh.
So Mason just jacks him in the face and then goes off on his own.
So kind of a. Doesn't sound like the story is the most interesting side of it. It's kind of standard, like.
Yeah, you got it. Well, there's a little
love interest, too. This guy's a jerk because he's stupid and doesn't understand.
There's a little love interest, too. And what's really cool is your little talky thing that talks to you, the Nanoforge.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Sam, and you can have conversations with, not in-game, but they're always bickering back and forth. And like some of the missions require you upgrading her chip so she can do things quicker.
Oh.
It's interesting. And the vehicles in that game are amazing. Red Faction vehicles. Like, there's a giant walker, a marauder walker, like a mantis that shoots like a red laser and lots of like electricity, like the arc wielder.
Cool.
Yeah. But my expectations were low going into it because it wasn't open world anymore, but I was pleasantly surprised with the gameplay. And you know, it plays exactly like the old one, just not in an open world sense.
Okay.
So
that may not be a bad thing, then.
Yeah, it's fun. I want to play it some more.
Maybe I will give it a try at some point.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Maybe.
For $2.
Dude. Maybe.
$2.
I don't know, man. I got other games I want to play.
There's so many other games.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other game I was playing, but I can't remember what it was. Let's skip that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Call of War sounds like one of those Steven Seagal movies.
Yes!
Like Bulletproof or the Exit Bulletproof Wounds.
Was Adam Sandler and...
Oh, yeah, sorry. One of the Wayans brothers, right?
Yes.
Marlon, Damon, I forget.
You know what I always... Whenever I'm working at Cheesecake and I see eggs over hard, I always think that's a Steven Seagal movie.
Oh,
eggs over hard.
Submerged.
Have you ever seen the Onion movie?
No.
Steven Seagal is Cock Puncher. That's great. Fucking hilarious.
Cock Puncher. That was in that other movie.
Isn't there?
And then he's like, Cock Knocker.
And Steven Seagal actually is, like, they're doing a preview for Cock Puncher, and he says, I don't think you have the balls.
Oh, Steven Seagal.
Isn't there a movie that has an egg reference, like Hard Boiled or something like that?
Yeah, but that's actually a good movie. Okay. John Woo film, Hard Boiled.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen
it. It's about
Bullet Time.
Is Jet Li in it?
No, it's what's his
Jason
name?
Jason Statham?
I forget. No, it's
all of the above.
Oh god.
Ben Affleck?
No, it's not him either.
Reindeer Games?
No, this movie is actually good, like I said.
Steve Buscemi?
So it's got it's a martial arts film, but like a lot of gunplay and explosives and stuff. But anyway, let's talk about
film.
Yeah, it's John Woo.
he make a Terminator.
I don't know if he did a Mission Impossible 2.
That was it.
Which which I liked.
There's a new Mission Impossible coming out.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck is that?
I'm excited because J.J. Abrams is doing it.
Yeah.
And J.J. Abrams is pretty good at stuff.
He has a good tank.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's my favorite tank.
He's my favorite tank. So I played No More Heroes, Heroes Paradise demo that was up on PSN. And now I want to play the full game.
Did you use it with the Move?
No, because I don't own a Move.
But did you move while playing it?
Don't worry, Ryan. I'll try this out.
I'll let you know. But it's great. Like playing it with a controller, awesome. Like a real controller, great. There's some gestures where you have to shake the controller and to charge up your beam katana. But so it's a remake of
No More Heroes. This came from the Wii to the PlayStation now?
Yes, yep.
Why only the PlayStation? That's a weird move.
Probably because of Move functionality.
Yeah, that's probably...
That's probably part of it.
So they're going to do a new one with Kinect.
I hope not. I'm really confused, though, because John, you and I were talking, what is No More Heroes Red Line? But I think what I discovered was that is either...
Is it Red Line or Red Zone? Red Zone makes more sense.
Red Zone, sure.
Red Zone, because Travis touchdown in the Red Zone.
Maybe.
No, this has to be. If it's not that name, then
I thought it was Red Line, like when you go Red Line a vehicle really and use the RPMs to go past the Red Line, because he has a motorcycle.
His name's fucking Travis Touchdown. It needs to be.
Maybe he redlines in the Red Zone.
Yeah, but Red Line would be better because Japanese people can't say that.
Led Ryan.
That's the best. No More Heroes,
Led Ryan.
God, it doesn't even sound like my
so brain. It was cool. I liked playing that with the regular controller. And I'm going to play the full game once it comes out.
I'm going to play.
That's all I played, though. Nothing else.
That's it?
I played some Black Ops with Hunter.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I think people are getting worse at that game. Not Hunter, but myself. I did all right, which is weird. So,
you think so?
By my standards, I did pretty darn good. Like, I killed people.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is the objective.
Yep. Yeah. After about a year of that game being out and there still being people who play it, I figure the fact that I was able to shoot people meant that I was doing pretty good.
I should let you play my buddy Steve. He is the worst person ever at that game.
It's all right. I don't really need the ego boost.
You'd feel good about yourself.
I'm okay.
After playing Steve.
Okay. Scuba?
Yep.
Great.
It's because he has the worst vision in the world and he sits so far away from the TV. He just shoots and gets lucky sometimes.
Yeah, it's Red Zone.
Red Zone?
Red Zone.
Okay. All right, John. Red Zone.
You score touchdowns in the Red Zone.
I didn't know that.
Travis touchdown.
Red Zone?
Yeah. The Red Zone is when you're about to score 20 yards or closer to the goal line.
Whatever, man.
That is the Red Zone.
I thought that was end goal.
No, that's
10 No More Heroes.
No More Heroes, 40 love. Yeah, 40.
No More Heroes, all in.
That's the poker spinoff?
That's right. Or No More Heroes poker.
Have we had any poker spinoffs this year?
I don't think so. Well, there probably have been plenty, but just under the radar.
Watch out, guys. There's not going to be an award for best simulator.
Pinball effects poker.
I'd play it. Man.
Has there been any sort of simulated gambling in...
Gambling.
In a game yet this year?
This year, I don't know. Not big name by any means. I think the last one was Telltale's something at the Armory.
That was last year, though, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The last biggest one I'm aware of was Night at the...
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, in-game, like... Just
oh, because of our award last year. Man.
May not be able
gambling
to do that
was
again.
So 2010.
That's right.
Exactly. It's in-game simulated gambling.
Once you hit the tweens, man, it's all about...
Can't do that anymore.
It's all about...
Twilight.
Yeah. I don't even know the werewolves. What the current trend is.
Twilight.
Yep. What?
I'm just trying to think now.
Vampires.
I don't think any game's had it yet. Sad Panda.
Well, the saddest of the pandas, no doubt. Maybe El Shaddai will have it.
All right, fair enough.
El Shaddai.
You know what? Maybe Catherine has it in there.
Maybe Catherine
that could be a game that has some sort of simulated gambling. Perhaps a slot machine of Duke Nukem. Slot Did machines.
It? Okay, there it is.
Done.
Oh. Win.
No.
Well, that is going those to win an award.
Those I'm two words sure. do not go in the same sentence.
Biggest letdown of the year?
No. Oh, biggest man. Letdown of console
the
history.
Century.
No. Let's talk about news, though, so we can put a bow on this. You know what's been happening?
Nothing.
Not really a lot, because Comic-Con is yeah. happening. So anything that's
Avengers
coming
movie.
Out, yeah, anything that's coming out is mainly comic book related to video game news.
I only have two
Marvel
other
Pinball.
Things. Well, yeah, we already talked about Marvel Pinball. The other one Griff might be wanting to talk about, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I put that video up. Yeah.
Krugs? Is it a game?
No.
New Mortal Kombat character is Freddy Krueger. Oh,
Freddy
Krueger, the fourth mystery character.
And so I was wondering. I didn't look into it. But
makes perfect sense.
Does,
with a K.
Does Warner Brothers own
with a K
Freddy Krueger? Like
Krueger
Nightmare on Elm Street. Has to be.
Is that? Because that's the only way that really makes
sense. Because
I'm like,
too.
How do you get the licensing for that?
You
unless you're Warner Brothers and you own the license.
When I first heard Freddy Krueger, I was like, that's the dumbest character ever. And then I thought, oh, wait.
It makes
they
sense.
They probably own
if
that.
If they own it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sort of stupid, but...
I'm still not a huge fan of it. But then watching the trailer and how he
Freddy?
Plays...
Oh, yeah,
pretty
it's
cool.
Freddy.
Like, or is, it gonna, cool.
No.
Is his name just going to be Krueger? Because it's got a
it's
K.
Krueger with a K.
Yeah, yeah. That's also
how
another
they work that.
Just married right there.
Yeah.
No, he looks. I mean,
next
looks
playable
right.
character, Kraken.
Yeah, Kraken.
Yeah.
Instant win.
Yeah, just a tentacle.
Can it
fight
be,
fatality?
Can it be the Kraken from the old one and not the new
claymation?
One? Yeah, claymation.
But claymation with a K.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we have that video up and that happened.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Lots of other videos. Check out the site to see all the new stuff that's coming up. Speaking of No More Heroes and Suda51, there is scans out of Famitsu for his new game called something awesome. It's called like Lollipop Chainsaw.
Sweet.
Which it looks like it's like a cheerleader girl who has a chainsaw that's kind of cutesy, and there's a dude's like disembodied head that's attached to the chainsaw.
Sweet. Why can't I stop looking at this picture?
And she kills zombies. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of that
Onichanbara,
right? But hopefully not crappy, and hopefully more Suda51 in it, which it already looks like it has, which is just a lot of like panties and gratuitous chainsaw killing.
I'm in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
perfect.
Way to go, Suda. I don't know enough about this Ignition purchase that might be happening, so I'm not going to talk about that.
Fair enough.
Plus, I don't really... I thought that Ignition Entertainment was owned by Ubisoft, and I guess that's not the case.
Ubisoft made Call of War.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just one interesting thing here from Microsoft. There is pretty good sale going on right now for stuff on Xbox Live. And most interestingly, on August 2nd, you'll be able to take 30% off changing your gamer tag.
Yeah.
So
really?
That's when I'll be
that's
doing
weird.
That. Yep. And then...
Just on that day?
Jersey Shore Avatar Marketplace.
What?
Happening you can be the situation now.
What?
You can get your own crappy rosaries.
Oh, man.
Fashion rosary.
The only other thing
and fake Rolexes.
I have
that's my No More Heroes game, Fashion Rosary. I just got some other videos to talk about here quickly. There's pretty good. Let's see. Oh, there's the Soul Calibur 5 that has characters in it, like Ivy and
Shock.
Looks like some like young Taki and. Who else was in it? I forget. A lot of people I don't recognize. Street Fighter Cross Tekken's got some sweet new characters like, what's his name? Hugo,
mm-hmm.
Giant Man, and Poison. Awesome transvestite.
Mm-hmm.
Penguins in Batman Arkham City. So, there we go. That's all I have to talk about. What did you have, John?
This is somebody. Impulse Technology is now suing Microsoft because they claim that they invented the Kinect before Microsoft did.
Huh. Who is this Impulse Technology?
They are based out of Ohio. They're just like a technology company. I don't really know what all they really do or why they're...
Kudo's going to go over there and kick some A.
Well, it's like, I just don't, like, how long does it take people to file suits against things? Because it just seems like this is a little late.
May as well. They're probably just trying to get some money out of the situation.
I just sort of assume it will end with just, here's some money, go away.
Yep.
Like,
hey, I invented the Natal too.
Yeah.
I have some money.
Hey,
and
I
called it that first.
It's like the whole trench thing.
Yeah, that thing is driving me nuts too. That's a little ridiculous.
Trenched?
Yeah, so
we'll talk about it later. Yeah. It's not important. I think we've already talked about it too.
We might have. Also the whole modernwarfare3.com.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's good stuff too.
Alright, well,
but that's it pretty much.
Oh, that's right. We have an email this week.
Email.
Let's check it. Email at bbr@bossbarrel.com. Oh, speaking of internet accounts, John, you should probably check your Twitter because somebody has hacked it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you are posting spam nonsense all over my Twitter feed.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, so
maybe it's
hope
just
it's
me.
Different from the rest of your
maybe it's just rest me. Of your I don't even know. I don't passwords. Even know if I can get into it. I don't care for Twitter.
Jen writes... First off, I would like to apologize for my absence, but now I'm back. My question of the week is, in all of your time spending or playing video games from childhood to now, what game do you think you've invested the most time into? Ballpark hours played. Myself, it would be Tetris. I spent every entire summer trying to beat Tetris. I wanted to see if there was a way to get so far in levels that they didn't create anymore. Also, do you think there is a maxed out level of Tetris, or is it infinite? The highest I've gotten was in the 20s.
I've seen it in the 90s.
I'm gonna address the last.
I'm thinking it would stop at 99.
I'm gonna address the last question. The version of Tetris that I play on the DS, I stopped it somewhere over 200.
Oh wow!
So,
jeez. So infinite levels, as far as we know. So,
yeah. As far as I know, it won't stop.
999, and then it rolls over back to 1. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never broken it, so.
I don't know. I can't really think of a game that I've played a ton of, like a massive amount of time. Maybe GoldenEye. I'd probably be up there. Yeah, Black Ops for me. Definitely. Black Ops.
Totally.
My kill DR, my KDR is pretty good right now.
It's respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably be GoldenEye, because I played a lot when it came out, and then I also played it more in college. Don't know the hours on it, though. But you think about, like, an RPG, you know, you sink 70 hours
Final
into that.
Fantasy VII is probably mine.
Yeah. Really?
Seven?
I got Knights of the Round, like, 4 times.
I cast it four times in your 99 hours.
I did play Final Fantasy VII at least twice. Maybe
yours would be
times.
What? Final Fantasy 11, John?
11 would be the number one. I spent 340 days playing that game.
That's disgusting.
340 24-hour periods.
That's
why did you stop?
I think the question is, why didn't I stop sooner?
I think when I was playing WoW, the most I got to was like 12 days played. Yeah. I was like, that's disgusting. That's 2 weeks of my life that I've spent... This nonsense.
Almost an entire year's worth of my life was in front of that screen.
That's unfortunate.
That sounds, yeah, no, it definitely is unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. It was like a job for me at that point.
You have 1 year spent, the year of your time.
Spent in front of that video game, that one game.
That awful, awful game.
Yeah, that's terrible. But I guess like the... most time I've spent in front of a single player game would be Disgaea 1, 260 hours.
Yeah.
So.
I'd say Final Fantasy VII or Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. And I still, to this day, don't know how to break into that first crack on the wall because you don't have bombs yet.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you play it with all. What the hell is that thing?
I don't know, man.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. Because you do the first block puzzle.
Yeah.
Like, you push aside the shrine or the thing in the church, and then you walk behind it, and then you have to do the little block puzzle and the rats and crap, and and but there's that one you can't get into because all the blocks are like non-movable or flush or something, but there's still a cracked wall behind it. It's like, what do you do? What do you do?
How the hell do you get in there?
That's where the developers are. They live in there. if you can break it, that's where you find the credits.
The debug zone is
there. That's the negative zone.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably wrap it up, and that's it.
Hooray!
Thanks for writing in, Jen. BBR@bossbarrel.com is our email address. You can find it on our site. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of BossBarrel.com. We'll see you next week.